Hello.
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 Are you going to do that?
I did some
Yeah, I had one like that. Pero a mí me salió un que dijo, I already doing paperwork with un maje de la USA, pero de mouse, ¿no? Me dijo el nombre, el maje. I'm like, what? Okay.
No, pero esto dice que el CRM de nosotros, el dialing system,
is... It's calling the people that we already talked to.
We already submitted.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you, but the problem is that this dialing system is dialing numbers that you have already.
Yeah, we got to tell that to Chris.
Yeah, we're gonna let him know because that basically is gonna create a problem. Well, it's not gonna create a problem. It's gonna stop it.
That's messed up. Because
yeah, because you see that as one for you.
Hello, Karen. Yeah, I see it as one for me.
Is it the same number?
It's not, the email is different, so I don't know if it's going to work.
Same number.
Same number. Same number.
So the email is different. Okay, so check this out. I think, let's just say yours, they say no, whatever. In mine, they say yes. If they pull the trigger on my app and the guy is ready to go, I split it with you. I don't care.
No, es que no es de que te estoy diciendo por eso, sino que lo que te estoy diciendo es la cagada del tío. La cagada del tío. Yeah, it's supposed to be once it's a sale, it doesn't
remove the package. You know what I'm asking?
But there's no calls coming in.
Hi, this is my, is this Marciani? Yeah, is the owner John Marciani? Okay.
Carlos calling.
Leave that note for you. You don't know that the person is on the line. You don't want to take too much time because you mic does not have a mic, we need to know for the person to call back. You know, we're usually fine. Regardless of what happens, just hey, unable to submit the application, please call back. We're unable to get the bank, please call back. Right.
All right,
guys.
Hold on. We have a double up today.
Why did I sold out? Yeah, the thing is that we have multiple businesses going on at once. So it's not one business that has 50,000 numbers. We have one that's 5,000, 7,000, 8,000. And they all combine into one. And if you notice, they are two different emails. It's the same name, same number, but the email is different. So it looks like the contact was one business. And it was on the other one. The only difference was that the email was not the same. So probably did not take it as soon. But hold it, what happened again. The first time it happened.
I was still with him and him. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was still with him and him. He doesn't move through. You know what I mean? I look. What are you doing right now? He goes, I'm driving. I'm going to Starbucks in about two hours. When you get over there, would you check the emails and everything? I told him, I don't know what to do with this. We didn't make a mistake, nor did we do it on purpose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? I completely understand, and that's up to you guys if you want to do it. In regards to whatever you guys decide, I respect it. You guys did it. But it is going to happen because there's a lot of heat. That are, they're just going to list what they already have, people that already have something with. So again, hopefully this will be the first time it happens, hopefully it doesn't happen again, but just for everyone to have a figure, if you say submitted these today, you submit it and it doesn't go through or whatever, and they never send the bank statement, in a month from now, the same person, and they haven't sent the bank statement, the first person that puts it in, even though it's a month from now, the agent put a note on your lead that, hey, you know what, it's a dead end, it's a duplicate lead. Like last week, there was a note while you were trying to put it in the CRM, there was somebody already putting a note that it was a dead end or a dead lead, that it was something that already had going on, that it was a lead that is where it was already going on. Has the ownership of that. party. As long as that person gets fired or quit, then it's a wrap. Right, the person that's still on the party doesn't have a job. That's happening. But if you guys have a charter in place now, that's up to you. I can make a choice.
Thank you. Robert with Milestone Capital, so we're not in business. I know you're probably looking for right now from the past. Well, I'm looking to do so to provide you with a more profitable option to help you grow and expand. Do you have any advances on the business this morning? Okay. Are you in the market for capital right now?
Hello, Sean.
So I don't waste your time. Oh, finance. Well, we actually do capital, sir. Just to let you know, sir, we actually can qualify at 24 hours, get you the money on 72 hours. We actually are tax write-off, so pretty much you make 100% out of the money we let you. We got the best rates down and the best terms. We do one to 20 days or one to 10 years. It's up to you. If you're still interested, let me know. So I guess a couple questions and see what we heard enough. Okay, no problem. Have a wonderful day.
Sure. Hey, what you just said right now to that guy, say it again.
Hello, can I speak for a moment?
Say what you just said.
The whole conversation.
The thing that you just mentioned.
Oh, well, I told him because he's like, I'm not interested. Okay, I'm interested because he sounds like.
He told you something else. He asked you something else.
No, he didn't ask anything. I told him, just so you know, Lady Osiva, because he's not in the market. Just so you know, Lady here. If I go get you the money that you're looking for, or you're not looking for. Okay, Lady here. We do from 1 to 20 days payment, but like from 1 to 10 years.
No.
We do that. We got the best terms and the best. We do your terms and we have the best.
No, you said something else. You said something else about the...
About the qué? Dime.
He was pushing you, but you said something. And I was like, where did you get that information? There was something about it. This guy threw me off. You heard something about is it long term or is it a...
Oh, yeah, the terms can be from 1 to 20 days. It can be from 1 to 20 days. You know what, oh, let me think. Our money is tax right up at the end of the year. It's at our Chris says it all the time.
What do you mean? Money is tax right up.
Right up. You can write it up.
Oh,
then it's a write up or write up?
No, it's a write off.
Okay, it's a write off.
Wait, how do you know that's a...
Because Chris told us all the time, that's one of the things that we can throw them. So our money is 100% right off.
Your income tax?
Your income tax purchase.
Now, are you sure?
6%.
Oh, tax free? From the income? Yeah, he said that.
100% tax free?
It's a tax write off.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would not be showing up.
You said it like a million times when you tell him shit.
But I wasn't here. See, I was here the first week, so I never heard that.
No, see, mira, cuando le decía uno, porque él era gente, y vos eras el cliente, hijo de la gran puta, decía él. Sí, hijo de la gran puta. Mira, le dice, no, hombre, que no necesito más dinero porque tengo que hacer taxes a fin de año. No, le dice, no te preocupes, le dice. Our money is tax write off at the end of the year, so you pretty much you make 100% of our money, of my money.
Tax free,
my
money. Tax free.
My money is tax free. At the end of the year. It's okay.
100%. He told us to say that to like to pinch the.
To pinch. Because hay gente que no quiere agarrar la loan porque piensa que al final de año uno paga taxes over it. And they don't have. There's no taxes on it.
Okay, there's no taxes on it. Or
it's a write off. It's a write off. 100%.
The.
Tax free. That means that you get $100,000. And the government does not count that as income. That's different.
That's
what I'm saying. There's two different things. Uh-huh. I understand how it works. Uh-huh. What you said to them, which threw me off, you said they had tax write-off. When you said that, what you're saying is that money, okay, whatever amount he got, which is $100,000, he can write that off from his salary. No, that I don't think that's what you asked.
La verdad que si no fuera así, pero
no. But I think you're confusing tax free. Tax write off.
It's write off.
No.
El que dijo que era tax free fue este. Yo no te dije nunca tax free.
Ah, por eso es write off. Mira, a tax free in the government, right? This is how it works. If I give you a loan for $100,000. Okay. The government, if it's tax-free, that means that there's no tax on that. Okay. It's not taxable because it's not counted as income.
Mm-hmm.
When you said it's a write-off,
at the end of the year, you put it on your income tax, and they give you something behind it.
They give you $100,000 off.
Mm-hmm. O sea, que no te cobran nada, pues.
No.
Yeah, they're charging you there. If you put in your taxes, they're charging you. So Chris say not tax free.
Well, tax. I said tax free.
He said tax free.
Tax free is one thing. Tax write-off is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tax free means that you get a loan of money, $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to pay any taxes on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's tax free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not counted in the country as an income.
As an income. Yeah.
But a tax write-off is totally different. That means that if I give you $100,000, you're going to be able to deduct that $100,000 as part of your income. So it's like a tax credit. It's like credit of $100,000 up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's a different thing. So when I heard you say that, I'm like, are you sure? Because, I mean, I won't.
Ese maje lo ha tirado de las dos formas, Bao.
Yeah, but he said it was tax-free. That que, digamos, he give the loans, no lo va a sacar. No, the taxes will not, nothing. Yeah, tax-free.
It's tax-free,
mm-hmm.
Not tax write-off. Oh, got it. That's all I want to make sure, because I don't want to say to them, okay, it's going to be a write-off. And he's like, what? Are you serious? He's like, yeah. Because if I give you $400,000 in a business that is $1 million, that means that they're going to write off $400,000 out of, you know, what they have to pay. So that's totally different as being a tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
I give you $400,000, you don't have to pay me any taxes on that because it's tax-free. So I think I think Chris is right on that one.
Hello, David?
I think so.
Hi, David.
You're here.
My name is Robert. I'm a mile from Capitol.
We had a business with we still do cancer diagnostics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the company that work with that's basically what they do. So that's why I know this very clearly what the difference is between a write-up and a tax write-up.
Hello?
Hello?
No problem.
Next. My name is Steve.